Okay, testing. Testing it right now. Seeing how it's, seeing if it's going to record for us. Testing. Okay. See here. Is it too hot for you?
No, I'm doing all right. Crack it open.
I thought it might be hot to get home.
Oh no, whatever you like.
You want the light?
Well, if, sure, it's okay. We were talking. Somebody like maybe a teenager who's all arms and legs and is always stumbling over his feet. You might say he's mighty.
Donkey.
You ever use anything else like that?
Oh yeah, he used wood. Oh, there's something else. I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was
all foot looking.
Uh-huh.
All foot looking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You might say he's just a plain
idiot.
Is fool? Foolism is that a very nice word to use? I guess you wouldn't.
Not too nice. That's what they use. It's quite foolish.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, foolish.
What'd you call a person who never spends his money, who holds on to what he's got?
Miser.
What about a person who gets the most out of everybody he can?
Deadbeat.
Mm-hmm. Might say something like, Mr. Brown will pay you good money, but you'll have to earn it, because he's a regular
crook.
Well, suppose he's not actually a crook. Might say he's a tight.
Tight. Tightwad.
Tightwad. Is the expression common? Common?
Common.
Common. Right. What does that mean to you? Is that, how would you use that word? About a person. You were talking about a common person.
Okay. Somebody that nothing to do, right? Mm-hmm.
Is it a nice thing to say about somebody or not?
No, I don't think it is. Mm-hmm. Certain ways you say somebody that common everyday problem, something mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm.
You could do a pretty good problem, do that way. But I mean, another way you look at common folks is. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not very nice folk, you know, common folk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about an old person who's still very active, who does his or her housework or farm work, doesn't get tired? You might say, I don't care how old they are, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty
active.
Mm-hmm. Use anything else? You talking about somebody? Very.
Try.
Hmm. Would you use that for a young person too? Or would you use different, talking about an active young person? Would you?
Could be, yeah, it could be even for young people too, I guess.
Now, if the children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy. Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to go upstairs in the dark, you might say, I don't want to go up the stairs in the dark because I'm
afraid. Mm-hmm. Afraid.
Mm-hmm. A person who gets afraid real easily is kind of
scary.
What about a place, like a dark road alongside a graveyard? That's kind of
scary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you say, well, she isn't afraid now, but